This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Rising power bills, the biggest issue for most Australians right now. New South Wales has some of the most expensive electricity prices in the world. Our Prime Minister is trying to do something about it, but who knows how much good this meeting with the power company bosses will do. Malcolm Turnbull sat down with the big energy bosses today, and he's trying to come up with a strategy which would involve sending letters to people who are reaching the end of their discounted plan. So the companies would have to explain what alternative options are out there once their discounted plan runs out. And they'd have to make it clear that if the customer doesn't act, that they'll be going on to a more expensive deal. Now, the only problem with this, and it's a big problem, we have to trust the power companies to be fair dinkum. We have to trust them to actually reach out to customers to help them get a cheaper deal. And asking power companies to not make a dollar more than they actually need is like asking a bag snatcher to give your wallet back. Good luck. The independent Senator David Lionhelm has come up with a different idea. Senator Lionhelm says we should make electricity GST free. And this would save the typical household about $200 a year. David Lionhelm, the Liberal Democrat Senator, is back on the program. Senator, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Taking the GST off electricity bills, where does the idea come from? And I'm wondering, have you spoken to any economists who say that this could work?
Where did the idea come from? I think it came from the fact that water is GST free, and I don't think anybody would disagree that water and electricity are both essential. So if one's not taxed, why should the other one be taxed? Have we had economists look at it? Yes, we have. We also had the Parliamentary Budget Office look at it and do a costing of the idea with various starting dates. In bottom line is it would cost the government about $2 billion, it would cost governments, because the GST goes to state governments, about $2 billion a year in revenue. It is a federal tax, though, because the GST is levied by the federal government and then the money passes on to the states. We don't care that the states would miss out on that money. Their budgets are, their balance sheets are in better shape than the federal balance sheet, as a matter of fact, so they could live without the money. They would still have a surplus, at least in the big states, New South Wales and Victoria, which would lose the most money.
And this strikes me as one of these ideas that would be wildly popular amongst voters and not so popular at state level and at federal level.
Yes, I think. Well, I don't think the federal government would mind that much, and I'll certainly be pushing it to the federal government. And if they don't do something about it, it is my intention to introduce a private bill to do exactly that, lift the GST on electricity, and we'll see how they respond to it. But I think you're right as far as the state governments are concerned. They are just addicted to our money, basically. They raise, you know, a fraction of what they spend. They're addicted to spending money, and all they ever do is complain to the Commonwealth government that they don't get enough. And you can say, well, the distribution of GST is unfair, and certainly Western Australia misses out pretty badly on that. But that doesn't mean that they are entitled to benefit from rising electricity prices, because of course, as electricity prices rise, and they are due to rise 20% this quarter, the state governments will all benefit from the extra GST on those extra bills.
Well, what we've seen in recent times, in fact, has been going on for a long, long time, is that when anyone outside the government suggests anything, they tend to go, oh, no, that wouldn't work, you couldn't do that. So have they already ruled this out today, or are they entertaining the idea?
No, I really only started talking about it in public today, so they really haven't had time to rule it out, not that I know of.
All right, what do you make of Malcolm Turnbull's meeting today with the big energy operators, where he's saying, okay, well, we'll leave it up to the power companies to contact consumers and let them know when their discounted plan is running out and make sure that they alert consumers how to save as much money as they possibly can?
Yeah, it's fiddling around the margins. At the end of the day, what we're talking about is a shortage of electricity. And when there's a shortage, it has to be rationed somehow. And the normal way that it gets rationed is by pricing, higher pricing. That's essentially what's happening. The coal-fired power stations have been closing down in some cases because the state governments haven't liked them very much most of the time because they're just old. And we haven't been building any new ones. And notwithstanding, you know, the fact that my proposal to remove GST from electricity would save average households about $200 a year, it wouldn't fix the underlying problem, which is the shortage of reliable baseload electricity. Now, frankly, I don't care whether that's nuclear, coal or gas, but we need it. And it's not getting built. And until it does get built, beating up on the power companies, giving them a hard time, pretending that there's somebody is pocketing all these massive profits, it's not going to change the fact that we haven't got enough electricity, and when something is in shortage, prices rise.
Yeah, the PM says the companies must write in plain English and explain what alternative plans are available to them, but, I mean, that's just not the way big business works. I mean, we know it's all about the fine print and all about making it as convoluted as possible so that people stay on the plans they are and pay as much money as they possibly could be. I'm wondering what you make of the amount of oxygen and energy that's been consumed recently by discussing same-sex marriage, which feels like it's been talked about for about four or five years, even longer, when this is the issue that's got everyone concerned, that's got everyone talking, power prices.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's distorted priorities. I would like to have dealt with same-sex marriage back in February this year. If we'd had a plebiscite, it would be over, done and dusted. And we would have same-sex marriage legislated by now, and we'd all be talking about electricity prices, which is what we should be talking about, because not only is it, you know, costing households a fortune, and some people can't pay, and there are people who are suffering in the cold because of that, and it will lead to death, people dying. They'll get pneumonia in the cold weather and that sort of thing because they don't heat their houses. But it's also costing people their jobs. You know, if businesses can't pay high electricity bills and have to downsize, then people lose their jobs. That's a tragedy when people lose their jobs. You know, without a job, you know, you're likely to end up on welfare, and all sorts of consequences flow from that. We should be doing everything we can to keep people in jobs.
Yeah, there might be a few people in Canberra who lose theirs if they don't sort this out. Thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you very much.
David Lionhelm, the Liberal Democrat Senator, joining us on Sydney Live.